Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yep. Welcome to the Thursday show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So word on the street, and I keep my ear to the streets a lot, is that the life that Lunchbox lives in this studio is not the same life that he lives at home.
Okay.
Because in the studio, Lunchbox, by the way, good morning, Lunchbox.
Morning.
In the studio, you present this, I'm with pants, I'm the man of the house.
I definitely wear the pants, and I am the man of the house.
I rule the roost.
I rule the roost, you're right.
So I had a box of shoes sent to me, and I decided I would give them to the guys at the show. I didn't want them. And so I said, hey, pick out whichever ones you want. And I believe Eddie and Lunchbox took out them, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Lunchbox had the first look at both of them, and I said, well, which one can I have? Which pair? And he said, well, hold on. Let me text the wife and see which one she likes first. I was like, text the wife? Like, they're your flip-flops. Why are you asking her what she likes?
Yeah.
No. It's about fashion, because I don't know anything about fashion. You've all said that my dress has improved since I've been married. And it's because she picks out the clothes, because I have no idea what matches, what goes with what. And so I had to send her a picture of both flip-flops and say which one are the better pair for outfits or whatever. And she picked the one pair.
For outfits.
Guys, I've been married for 11 years.
Yeah.
I've never asked my wife, like, what shirt looks better.
What?
It's
really?
My shirt. No.
But it's also a pair of flip-flops, not a shirt.
Okay. Shoes, flip-flops.
And did he wait for her to respond back?
Of course. We waited about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I want to make sure I don't mess it up.
They fit?
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, they're comfortable.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hey,
and
thank
guys,
you.
As soon as the text came in, he goes, all right, here you go. Here's yours. She likes these.
Do you feel like a little bit he leans on her more than he lets us?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for fashion, like when I go to things, she has to pick out the outfits, like, because I don't know.
But other than fashion, like, you make all the decisions.
Right. Other than that, though, you're still rolling the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys and their wives have to help them dress.
Yeah, but other than that, you still rule all.
Oh,
yeah.
I rule the roof.
Just for outfits.
Like, outfits the only thing you don't rule.
Yeah,
like, who's got the channel changer at night? This guy.
What if your wife wanted the remote?
Only if I'm doing something.
No, that's weird.
It's not weird.
Yeah.
So, control
just so we have all this down, the only thing that she rules in the house is fashion.
Fashion.
Other than that, you win.
I win. I'm the man of the house. Okay.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy named Jeff had a Yorkie, and it was in his backyard. And sometimes people will steal dogs so they can sell the dog. And so that's what happened. Someone stole the dog. And they put it on Craigslist, and it said Yorkie puppy for sale. And so someone who was looking for a Yorkie puppy bought the Yorkie puppy. And then she saw there was a missing Yorkie puppy, and she contacted him and said, hey, is this your dog? There was a chip in the dog. It turns out it was the dog. So she just gave it back and didn't ask for any money. She was like, hey, Jeff, here's your dog back.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? Like, the guy probably never thought he was going to see his dog again in his life and got it back. So
That's
I
awesome.
See you, good Samaritan, who didn't want to. I wonder why they wouldn't want their name out.
Well,
maybe because they
just trying to be good,
or maybe because there's like a warrant out for their arrest.
Yeah,
because you still want to be good, even if there's a warrant out for your arrest.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond, the CEO of United Airlines, said they're never again going to put law enforcement onto a plane to remove a booked paid passenger. He also said they're going to compensate everyone on board that flight the other day for the full price of their ticket. In other news, Charlie Murphy, the Chappelle Show star and Eddie Murphy's brother, died at the age of 57. He was battling leukemia. And finally, the government is urging people to get their taxes done so you don't face a fine. Taxes are due in 5 days.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
We've all been talking about how bad our chairs are, so country music artists have been dropping by and giving us chairs. And yesterday, Dierks Bentley stopped by and dropped Amy her chair. So if you missed it, this is yesterday, and Dierks coming by. Why don't we open the door? Let's see who's behind door number one.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dierks Bentley to the studio.
Yeah!
And it's covered. He has the chair covered.
He is shaking his hand at my chair.
Right. He just dissed Chair McGrossum.
Yeah.
And not only that, you would have thought Magic Mike walked in when Amy stood up and goes, "Woo!"
I call my bros up to
hey,
hi.
There's, hey, Dierks. Good to see you, buddy. So, it's covered.
Let me make room.
It's like now, an art piece. Dierks
okay.
has it covered with a cloth.
Yeah, I'm about to reveal a little bit of a reveal. Now, first of all, I don't want to get too excited about the reveal. I have it covered, but I went for a tried and true design.
Okay.
Some of these other designs I've seen in the McGraw chair. I mean, there's a reason why you don't see a lot of those out. They don't last for long. So I went with something tried and true.
Yeah.
But I tried to add some of the details you like. You like lumbar support.
Yes.
And then my friend Jay is over there. He helped me add some things.
Hi,
thanks
Jay.
For the seat.
Hey, Jay.
Oh, what up?
You did some art. Like, there's some art.
Jay looks awesome.
He's professional. Look
yeah.
So we added a few things. Are you ready?
Okay, so he's going to pull the cloth off. Derek's going to reveal the chair in 3, 2, 1. Reveal the chair. Okay. So.
Oh, my goodness.
First of all.
What did you
do? It says.
There's a slight mix-up.
Let me explain something.
The face was supposed to go on the back, and Pippin Joy was supposed to go on the seat.
Dirks' face is on the seat. So Amy has to sit on Dirks' head.
It's a little backwards. Yeah, that's the one thing that happened there. But it was supposed to be this way.
For our listeners who are in their cars right now, on the back of the chair it says Pippin Joy. And on the seat where Amy sits, it's Dirks' face.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be your face... Yeah. The reversal. But now Amy will be sitting on the face of Dirk's on the chair. Amy, your thoughts?
I'm going to snap you.
Okay.
We're doing a radio show right now, Snapchatters.
Snap.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really. I mean, Amy, I guess, how do I sit?
You sit right on his head's right there. There you go. Sit on him. There it is. Amy, get in the chair.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm so comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You like it?
This is
it good? Yeah, first of all,
this might be the most comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life.
Is it really comfortable?
Yes.
How's the back support?
It's so good.
Lumbar's
good?
You
nailed the lower lumbar support. And I can raise it.
Whoa, it's so high of a chair, too.
And it comes with massages?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once a week, I stop by and actually get a massage.
Okay.
So, I don't know if McGraw's doing that or Carrie.
They haven't.
Massage comes with
the
chair.
Wow. So it says Pimp and Joy in the back of it. That's really cool.
It's like I'm at the nail salon with one of those chairs.
Is it weird that you have to sit on his face?
Well, yeah. Yeah, just a little bit.
If you're having a bad day, look down and know I'm there for you.
Let me see how comfortable this is.
Hold on,
try to think about it.
Now Lunchbox is sitting on
Lunch is now sitting on Dark's face.
How did
that's legit. It's comfortable.
How you like it?
It's not as good as Cherry Underwood.
Speaking of, do you know the name of my chair? Hey, do anybody else want to take a ride in my Bentley?
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Oh, boy.
That was good, I think.
All right, Dirk's good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
There he is. Dirk's Bentley, everybody. Stopping by, dropping off a chair. I took NyQuil last night.
Ooh.
Man, I'm about 30% inside my own head right now.
Was it just to help with sleep or like you felt a cold coming on?
No, it wasn't just for sleep. I just haven't been well this week. And so I took NyQuil just so I could, just to like go down and sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
Woo, man, I woke up, can't even balance correctly.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not good.
I know. The good news is my girlfriend's bringing you guys pancakes.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Homemade.
Well, hold on. If they're not here yet, it's a different kind of pancake. It's those protein pancakes that she makes. They're really good.
No, like Aunt Jemima or anything?
No, nothing like that. Okay. But when we talk about our significant other's hidden talents.
Yeah.
Hers was that all of a sudden she concocts a scientific recipe.
Oh,
no, there they are.
There they are.
She just made them. Like
this morning.
Yeah, no. She just dropped them off like 3 seconds ago, right?
Warm.
Yeah, they're still warm.
Oh, they look awesome.
Awesome.
So there's some chocolate chip ones and some blueberry ones.
Okay.
And I'll ask her what's in them. But we have our significant other's hidden talents, and hers is she found all these little chemicals around my house and made maple syrup one morning. And I was like,
chemicals?
No, wait till you hear it. No, yeah, no, it's... I've never heard of some of this stuff.
Chemicals just sounds bad.
It's not
Ajax.
Like she. No, it's not like she just takes butter.
Right.
It's like I went and found the chemosity 0.2 meters.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, who are you? Like so. Anyway, I'm gonna push this button. You guys can have these pancakes.
I'm hungry.
Mike's me too.
Is that homemade maple syrup?
Yeah.
Don't put it by me.
Here.
I don't want it by me. Cause
why not?
I don't want food by the board.
Oh, good point.
Bring it over by me.
He's sitting it right beside all the...
Yes, you don't want sticky maple syrup on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
All right, time for the positivity. A little segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
We hear about generous people leaving great tips for people in need at times, right?
Yeah.
So there's a waitress, she's at the restaurant, she is talking to them, and she's like, yeah, I'm going through school. So their bill was a couple $100, but they left her a $400 tip.
Wow.
And she was like, wow. So she's at work the next day, they come back again. They're like, hey, we were thinking about you. They left her $10,000 to pay off her student debt.
That is crazy. I mean, crazy awesome.
Like, they came back.
Yeah, they must have. Yeah, they probably
like
definitely.
Like, it resonated with them. They went home and thought about it and they went back.
About it. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Love it.
How about that? All right, Amy, you're up.
Well, this story is just so cute. I mean, Bobby, I'll show you since you're right here. Check out this squirrel eating an ice cream cone. You're like, oh.
Is that a real ice cream cone?
Yes, it's real. There's a squirrel in North Carolina named Putter, but they call her Putt-Putt for short. And every day she comes to the ice cream shop window and they keep miniature ice cream cones and ice cream on hand. She gets 2 vanilla cones a day. And customers get to come and they get to witness it too. And it's amazing.
I think it's cute. That's very cute. But Putt-Putt is not short for Putter.
Oh,
Putt-Putt and Putter is the same. Yeah. I love the story, but Putt-Putt is not short for Putter.
Well, it says here her nickname. Well, okay, fine. Her nickname is Putt-Putt.
Okay,
is that better?
There you go. I thought her name was Putter.
No, her name is Putter.
Ryan is a huge Edmonton Oilers fan of the NHL hockey team. They're going to the playoffs, and he's gone to 13 games this year. And so he says, you know, I don't want to be the only one going. So he raised $1,000 so he could send underprivileged kids to the playoff games.
Wow.
Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Students at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, they're now able to study for credit Dolly Parton. She grew up not far from the school, so now honors students in the history department can take a class called Coursework Dolly's America. So Kid Rock is apparently engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Audrey Berry. I guess he proposed earlier this year, and the couple has been super quiet about the news, but a wedding is in the works. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Polk County, Florida. A man was out on his land when he saw a rattlesnake, and he's like, I'm going to kill that guy. Oh. Shot the rattlesnake right in the midsection.
Got him.
But then he wanted to show his family what he killed, so he picked up the rattlesnake. What do you think happened? Rattlesnake wasn't dead.
Is this now predict the bonehead? What do you think happened?
Alright, here's the bonehead. Does he A, pick up the snake? B,
I imagine the snake bit him.
He picked up the old rattler, wasn't dead. Bam, got him right on the hand. He had to be rushed to the hospital.
What do you think happened then? A, he lived. B, he died.
Oh, A.
Hey, I think
nobody's
A too.
Allowed to die.
He's in the hospital, but he's alive.
Oh, he's still in the hospital?
Oh.
Well, when they printed the story, he was still in the hospital.
They printed the story.
Yeah. All right. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day. Get
your Bobby Bones. Are you guys eating the pancakes?
Oh, I already ate like 3.
I was worried. So my girlfriend brought up these pancakes she makes. They're protein pancakes. They're very healthy. And the syrup that she made is syrup that she made from scratch, right? And I'm like, how do you do all this stuff? And so I was worried that she was going to bring them and you guys weren't going to eat them. Because she texted me, she's like, is everybody eating them? But you are.
I am eating them.
I've had 2, and I'm about to get my 3rd, if you guys are cool with that.
Eat all you want. All
right.
I want some in a little bit. I'm not hungry now, but I want some.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, they're hot. They're right out the oven or whatever you call them, stove or grill.
So I can tell her you like them?
Oh, yes.
All right. They like them. Got them. Okay, I told them. Mr. Bobby Bones. Caitlin. How are you, Caitlin?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Of course. So I am a nurse at Centennial Medical Center. You went and visited us yesterday with Lindsay. I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming. I know Vanderbilt's the well-known children's hospital here in Nashville, but Centennial, we do have children's. We're offering children's services. Not a whole lot of people come visit our hospital because a lot of people go to Vanderbilt, but I just wanted to say thank you. Everybody said you did a wonderful job with the teenagers doing your songwriting thing with Lindsay.
Oh, well, thank you very much. To me, it's not even about a certain hospital. We go to, you know, St. Jude and Vanderbilt and Centennial and, you know, wherever we are. I'm part of Musicians on Call, which I think is a wonderful organization. You don't have to be a musician. But so yesterday we went and wrote songs with kids that were in the hospital.
That's cool.
And so I think we spent about 3 hours there or so, and we sat down with them. And we said, okay, what do you want? Let's write a song. And then eventually, not right now, because we're having it produced.
Oh, what?
I'll bring it in when it's done, if you guys want to hear it.
Oh, yes. You like wrote a real song. Mm-hmm. I thought you were just having fun, like teaching them how to write a song. I didn't know you were actually putting a song together and you're going to...
No, we wrote a real song. Cool. So Lindsay and I went, and sat down, and these kids came, and we said, okay, let's write a song. And so it's like, what do you want to write about? What do you like? So we all got a topic, and then we wrote this real song. Probably going to be a hit.
That's pretty cool.
Is that a new, I mean, I know musicians on call, like y'all go play and do things, mm-hmm. but is the songwriting thing, is that something new? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's newer.
Okay,
it's a newer
I love
concept. Because what I would do usually is just go to room to room and play songs.
Yeah.
And then this one is you go and it's a different project and you have someone recording and playing. And
oh, that's special. I love that.
I was just in the hospital for so long as a kid mm-hmm. that I got involved because I just know how miserable it is to sit in the hospital and have nothing to do or watch the same TV shows or eat the same food. And it's just lonely. And so because of that, I got involved with Musicians on Call. But I really appreciate the call. I didn't know you were going to call. Thank you, Caitlin.
And shout out Centennial.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much. I heard nothing but great things about you when you came in.
What if they would have said bad things, though? Because that'd be the weirdest yeah. thing. Like, you know who came to the hospital to visit us? Bobby Bones and Lindsay L. And it's really nice of them, but they were terrible. Like, wouldn't that be
well,
the weirdest?
I still would have called you and let you know then.
Well, oh, okay. Thank you very much.
That's good.
Hey, have a good morning, Caitlin.
What?
Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Can appreciate honesty.
It'd be back to even, right? Like, if I go and donate time at the hospital, but then I'm terrible.
Yeah.
It's back to even.
Yeah.
All square with Bobby. Why are you being a hater, dude?
What?
I put a picture of me with a neti pot.
Dude, this is some disgusting stuff.
It's not gross. Oh. It's like a teapot, and you put it in one side of your nose, and you basically waterboard yourself.
You do.
It's horrible.
And it goes through your nose, it comes out the other nostril, and it kind of clears out your sinuses.
Yeah. I guess me, I just take it one step further in my mind, and I'm picturing what it's doing, and man.
It goes through one nostril. Lindsay made me do it.
I don't know. It like comes out your ear or
it's
something.
It's like a fire hose.
It's horrible.
It's on my Instagram.
If y'all want info from me, do that. Neti pot me.
Mr. Bobby Bones. You can see I've neti potted myself before work. My sinuses are killing me. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram to see the picture. Hey, get your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
The actual flight that guy got drug off on.
Yeah.
They're giving all the passengers a refund. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, though. You have a story right now. Imagine you're on that flight. You could call into any radio show and be like, I got a story for you guys. And they put you on the air immediately.
Yeah.
Like, if someone would have called us and like, I was on the flight, we'd have blown them up.
That's true.
Put their Instagram out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, United is giving refunds to all the passengers on that flight. Because they were delayed a lot because of that.
Oh, for sure.
I just keep wondering, like, what I would have done. Like, the problem was, is that they should have never let the guy get on the flight. That's where it started. Now, should he have gotten off whenever they were like, hey, you need to get off? Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no choice because they're going to take you off the flight.
Well, that's probably what you would have done, yes.
But I would have thrown a fit.
Like how?
Oh, you got to be loud.
Show me the Bobby fit.
Well, I don't do a lot of fits. I don't get loud on the fits.
I'm curious.
But I'd have been like, wait a minute. Let's logically speak about what you're doing to me in a rational manner. You let me on the flight. Now, let me just speak for one second. Pull your phones out, everybody. Pull your phones out. Yeah.
Film me.
You let me get onto the flight. Here I am. Now you're pulling me off because of some random lottery system. Huh? Oh, then I...
What's this voice?
Yeah.
Are you saying this as
you're getting pulled
off? Yeah.
But I like the word you're using, like, be logical.
Yes.
Be rational.
I would have been like, let's use our cerebellums here for a second. That's just what... And then I would have started probably yelling something like, LifeLock.com! LifeLock.com!
Oh, nice sponsors.
Yeah, like sponsors of the radio show.
Whoa,
smart.
Yes. Yep. So then it's like, I plant it back on the air as I'm getting jerked off the flight.
Ideal image.
Yes. FDA approved at IdealImage.com!
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
So that...
I wish it would have been you.
That's probably what I would have done. And I'd probably thrown a couple shout-outs. I'm like, shout-out Keith Urban! You know, you entertained of the year. I thought you deserved it! You know,
body like a backwards leg, Jim.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Wow. They should have never let him get on the flight. And then,
or whomever they were going to randomly draw.
Yeah, and they released the audio of him going crazy, like, before they pulled him off. Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Where they were like,
oh, no,
this is him getting belligerent and out of control. If you heard the belligerent...
No, I haven't.
Okay,
I want to hear it.
I'll play for you in 1 second.
Is it like what you were doing just now?
I'll let you hear it. They released the audio to prove how belligerent he was.
Okay.
I'll play it for you. You can decide in just a second. So they've released the audio of the guy getting belligerent before they pulled him off the flight. as to show us, the people, he was going crazy. That's why we pulled him off, like we did.
Right.
And you haven't heard this.
I have not, so I'm very curious.
Tell me if you think this is him going nuts, okay? Because they come to him and they say, you have to get off the flight. And this is the doctor. Here you go.
No, I'm not going. Sorry. I am not going. Well, you can drive me now. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. You have to drive. You have to drive.
That was it. Wait, there's no, he's not yelling. There's no foul language.
That's him being belligerent.
Huh. I wouldn't use that word.
Well, yeah.
To describe what I just heard.
I didn't use the word. That's what was written.
They said. Wow. Yeah. So basically, it's really just him refusing.
Yeah, refusal.
They let him sit down, and then he's like, I'm not going. No, I'm not going to go. If you're going
No, I'm not going. Sorry. I am not going. Well, you can drive me now. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. You have to drive.
I did hear a slight challenge.
And that's not even what I hear. What I hear at the end of that is a disgusting cough. Like, why are you on this flight?
Of course you did.
I hope you cover your mouth. I hope you're wearing a mask. That's a gross cough.
Oh.
It's like a wet cough, and I'm stuck in a tube with them now.
A tube?
Because yes. That's what that is. It's disgusting. Listen to the cough again. I'll just give you the end of it.
Well, you can drive me now. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. You have to drive.
For sure someone has the mumps in that.
Oh, boy.
So, and that everybody's like sucking in those germs now. Probably better he got drug off and get that call. I guess he got back on, didn't he?
Yep.
Today's the last day that Matt Overton is with the show. Matt Overton plays for the Indianapolis Colts. And what I found very interesting about Matt is that Matt's in the NFL, doesn't need to do this, but in the offseason, he likes to learn different things. And so he's like, hey, can I come hang out with the show and learn from the show? And so slowly, Matt's become part of the show over the past couple months.
It's been cool.
It's been weird. I didn't think we'd like him, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was going to be a little weird.
What? Yeah, big dude. Like, I thought I would just be...
Means a lot, dude. Coming from you, especially.
Intimidated and resentful of the NFL, but not a bad guy.
Normal guy.
No, but not a bad guy.
NFL players aren't normal.
You're big, dude. Yeah. Like, you're just abnormally big.
That's not true.
And we're all jealous because you get to, like, what's it like to go in a stadium and have, like, how many people are in a Colts stadium?
Probably like 70,000.
I just have them going crazy. What? Like, what's that like?
It's incredible, man. Running out of the tunnel, and it's weird because, like, you black out when you're on the field.
What do you mean you black out?
Like, when you're on the field, you don't really realize that you're in that setting.
Can you hear the fans?
But like when you're in the moment, when the game's going on, and I'm on the field like 15 times a game, but when I'm on the field, I can't really hear anything.
So you don't hear someone going, come on, you stink!
No, I mean, on the sideline, yeah, but when you're in the game, man, it's different. Things kind of just slow down a little bit, and, you know, you don't really get caught up in that moment of like, wow, I'm on Monday Night Football or the Super Bowl or... You know, playing in front of 70,000 people.
Do you get as many free tickets as you want for home games?
No. We only get two free ones a game.
What? You play for the Colts and you get two tickets a game?
But how many players are there? They got a lot of players that have...
They also got 70,000 seats.
But they can sell the seats.
You know, we have great fan base. I mean, our season ticket holders, man, it's sold out every game.
Only two?
So only two, and then we can.
I bet you Andrew Luck is more than two if he wants
that. Yeah.
Andrew Luck probably has his own suite. Let's be honest. You know, but
is that the quarterback?
New contract.
Yep, that's the up.
Yeah,
up
he's
side,
a deep
right.
snapper.
I know, he's a legit quarterback.
Hey, what do you think about the United flight thing, Matt Overton? What's your take on that?
I think it's very aggressive. The video is awful, and definitely not the right thing to do.
No one was in a good spot. Like, it's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Especially for the officers to be in.
For sure.
Because they've got to pull the guy. They got to get the guy off the plane. The guy's got to get off the plane even though he's not. The airline's the one who screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is put in a bad spot.
For sure.
So why are the officers the ones that are suspended?
It's the one, right? Or is it all of them?
No, I think they suspended a couple more because...
Maybe they felt they were overly aggressive. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's one of those because... You know, we've gotten in trouble before where it's like, we just have to say you're in trouble.
Yeah, and just stay ahead of it.
And just stay ahead of it because we know what's going to happen. So just, you're still going to get paid. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you're in trouble. But again, that guy didn't look like he needed to be handled as roughly as he was. Just looking,
like
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, he did say, You're going to have to drag me.
And they did drag me.
So that's the challenge.
But he didn't say, you're going to have to knee me in the nuts.
He didn't say that.
Yeah.
But it's tough. So you really don't have a position, except it's not good.
I think the airline is definitely in the wrong.
How much are they going to owe this guy?
What's that?
How much money are they going to owe him?
Oh, $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Just let him take over the airline.
Wow. Let him direct the airline.
For sure. Absolutely. Wow.
Okay. So, Matt Overton's here. Just hang out in the studio for a bit. You deserve it. You deserve to hang out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hold on. That's cool. We'll come back in a second. Hold on.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Heather in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Good morning. What can I help you with?
I'm super nervous. I'm going on a job interview for a job I really want, and I'm so nervous that I'm here in the parking lot for the interview an hour early.
Okay, well, first of all, that's good. I like that. Better to be early than late. If you're late, you just don't get the job. Like, that's just it. So, step one, get there on time. You're already there on time. What kind of job is it?
It's for SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida, and it's an entry-level position having to do with animal husbandry, so I'm hoping I can get the job, and then I can start on a career path to taking care of animals.
Do you feel like you're qualified for the job?
I mean, I've got a lot of cousins. I mean, I help babysit them. I mean, babysitting toddlers is kind of like taking care of animals, right?
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
I agree.
What is your animal work experience?
I've been basically volunteering at pet stores, animal shelters,
perfect,
humane society. So I'll be first time working around like ocean animals, but I do have a little bit of experience with land animals.
Okay, so I'm going to do for you what I do for others whenever they call and they're nervous and they need to be pumped up for something. I shouldn't hit you with the Seven Nations.
Oh. Yeah.
Take it in. Take a deep breath, Heather. Take it in. Let this play in your head over and over again. You will do well.
I'm gonna fight them all. A Seven Nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself.
All right, are you feeling it?
Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette.
All right, Heather, so that's a song. Keep that in your head. Let me ask you a question. If you don't get this job, what are you going to do?
Wait and apply again?
There you go. Now, remember that. Worst case scenario is you go apply again. Worst case scenario after that, you go and apply again. You keep applying until you get it. So you might as well not let something shake you. Like, go in, do your thing. Be ready for. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think you deserve this job?
Because I love animals, and I know that I think that my passion for taking care of animals would go a long way.
You know what? Tell them you got there an hour early, too, and you're on time all the time. No, I'm not kidding. If I were hiring you and you're like, I got here an hour early, but just because I did not want to be late, and that's what I'll show you every day, too, that I'll be here. That people don't think that's important, but being on time and showing up is just as important as doing a good job, because you can't do a good job if you're not on time to do it.
Good point.
That's true.
So let them know that. Let them know the little things. That's what they're looking for, okay?
Okay.
I have faith in you. You call us back tomorrow and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right. And remember, if this doesn't work, you're going to the next one even stronger.
Okay, then.
You got it. No problem. There you go.
That's
what I'll do.
So when you got to get pumped up, turn this on, go take it down. If I try to take a nap, I turn this on and get pumped up for the nap.
Yeah.
Good old rock and roll, baby. Over to Amy now. A little 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The newly crowned ACM Vocal Duo of the Year, Brothers Osborne, they are making some new music. They're officially working on their second full-length album, and they've escaped to the beach to do it. I guess they're on the Gulf of Mexico. And they said they are embarking on a journey of their second record. Here it goes.
Anyway, it'll be a while before it comes out because it ain't my fault on the radio right now. And that one's
so good.
That one, yeah, it's so good. Like, radio has failed us if it does not. That's not a big song.
Yeah.
Yo, what else you got?
MTV is bringing back Fear Factor.
Yeah, and somebody calls the host.
Oh, I don't know the host.
No, they have a new host, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
The network ordered 10 episodes, and it's going to premiere May 30th. That show is crazy. It's almost like Lunchbox was on Fear Factor yesterday with that snake.
Well, everybody got mad at Lunchbox. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh.
Fear Factor new host is, because it's a big news.
Ludacris!
What?
That's right.
Luda!
I knew it was somebody cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Kids don't even know how cool Ludacris used to be.
Nah, they don't.
Because Ludacris is... is more of an actor now.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, but Ludacris used to be a rapper.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Not that he's not now, but like, kids don't even know. Mm. Like, to us, Ludacris was like Future, Drake.
Yes.
That was us. Like, throw them.
I remember I saw his bus one time on the road and I freaked out.
Who, Ludacris?
Yeah, it said Ludacris on it. I'm like,
that's
Ludacris!
Awesome.
So do a lot of artists sometimes advertise the bus they're on? Because you would think they wouldn't want people to know they're
sometimes
on it.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah. Okay. Cadillac feels kind of like you. Cadillac feels. Man, people don't even know about that stuff. It's like Throwback Thursday. Matt Overton's in the studio. It's his last day working on the show. He's going to hand me a gift here, but we only do human emotions on the air because I'm not good at them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do you have for there? Hand me whatever.
So
it's his last day. Go ahead.
I know you hate things, people that are being late, but this is, everyone loves a belated birthday gift.
Oh, it's a birthday gift.
Kind of like a belated birthday gift, thank you gift, and like me thinking of you gift.
Okay, right? I like all three of those.
There's a few items in there.
Matt Overton, our NFL intern, who, by the way, when do you go back to training camp? Like, when
we
does
start
it,
Monday.
You're back at
Rock
it Monday,
and roll,
huh?
Baby, let's go.
All right, so it's in a...
There's a few things in there.
Where there's original, can't get it.
Solid. So this is me kind of paying attention. Like, I kind of feel like I'm...
Like a girl.
Yes.
Like my girlfriend, she pays attention to the little things I say.
The little things, you're right.
Oh, you're basically my large...
of the little things.
Girlfriend. All right, here we go. Pedialyte.
Yeah, you need that because you yoga a lot.
I do.
You need to replenish your body with some great electrolytes.
Let's see what else we got here. Fish oil.
You said you needed fish oil, I got two for one at the store. I'm going to take the other one.
It's for myself. Purpose too. That's nice. Good.
What's this big white thing?
Okay.
What on earth?
So you always ask for tissue. You always ask for tissue in the glass room, right?
Don't sit on it.
Oh, yeah.
I saw this. This is a tissue holder you put on the wall. You can pull tissue out of Dusty's butt.
Oh, it's a dog
butt.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, I get it now.
So you can keep it here in the office. You got to put it on the wall or something. But you're always asking for tissue. And Mike D's got to run over here and give you tissue or something. Now you have tissue in Dusty's butt, your favorite dog.
It's very kind
of
you.
Your best friend.
First of all.
That's cool.
Thank you. Second of all, I don't ask for tissue. I'm from Arkansas. I ask for toilet paper.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I said, hey, I need to blow my nose. Let me get some toilet paper.
I know, but tissue's so much softer on the skin.
It is all the same to me.
Oh,
it's like Coke. Like, you grew up on the West Coast.
Yeah.
For me, all sodas were Coke. You grew up in Arkansas or in the South, depending where you are. Everything's a Coke. Mountain Dew's a Coke. Pepsi's a Coke. Coke's Coke. What was it for you?
Some people call it Pop.
Okay.
But we definitely didn't consider Mountain Dew Coke.
No, it's Coke. Dr. Pepper's Coke.
It was all Coke. And then you'd ask, Coke. What flavor do you want?
Coke.
Yeah, the waiter would come up. Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yep. Oh, you didn't know this?
No.
They'd be like, what do you want to drink? I'll take a Coke. And they'll be like, okay, what kind of Coke? And you would go, I'll take a Mellow Yellow.
See, we're sophisticated in California. It's like, okay, we have Coca-Cola products or Pepsi products. Yeah.
No way.
Not where we come from. Yeah. So did you have Mellow Yellow?
Yeah, we had that. Mountain Dew was our thing. You would find Mellow Yellow every now and then in the
What
in
about
the
Doc? What about the Pibb, Mr. Pibb?
Yeah, but we had Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
RC Cola?
Know. We did, yeah. That's like 99 cents for like, you know, 12-pack. Pretty legit.
I didn't know if you had that in California because you're sophisticated.
That's right. You're very sophisticated.
I know, we are. You know, but yeah, we did have all that stuff. But
so that's it with the presents?
Thank you for the birthday. What? Oh, you think he's the NFL player?
Like, you couldn't give him like an Andrew Luck signed ball or like some...
You have to listen to the Bobby cast about that because Overton came in, we talked about people asking him for autograph stuff.
Oh.
You should go to iTunes, subscribe to the Bobby cast and listen.
Okay.
This is just a little appreciation.
I know.
You know what Matt Overton does too? He's a big law enforcement guy. And I know you went on a ride along with the cops here in town.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was incredible.
Like, what time of the night or what time of the day did you go?
I did like mid shift. So I was 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Wow.
So cool. Yeah.
For 9 hours, you went
I was
with
grinding
police.
With them. Yeah, on the south side.
What did you learn?
Well, I do a lot of law enforcement ride alongs. My dad's a police officer. And so I do a lot of ride alongs in Indy, California. And I wanted to do it here. So I'm living here, I might as well just kind of learn the streets, you know? But I actually got to assist the officer in, like, holding somebody down because he needed his extra hand to get his cuffs.
Whoa.
It was intense.
You're a big dude. You probably, like, cherish that, right? Like, did you push a little hard?
No, but this person was under the influence of something really.
And they're extra strong too.
Oh yeah. And dude, people were just watching with their cell phones and stuff. I'm like, dude, that's my dude needs. He has his two hands holding this person down. So I came over. I said, dude, do you need me to help? I said, yeah. I grabbed his cuffs, gave him that, and then I pinned the legs down.
Wow.
I was like hog tie. I needed to dude, give me a lasso, dude. I need to hog tie these legs, you know. And then I helped until more backup came.
Wow.
How long was intense.
Has your dad been a police officer?
32 years, I think.
Wow.
He retired this past year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I tell him we all said thanks.
No, thank you to all the law enforcement officers out there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So you want to ride along, what do you do during a ride along? You just kind of monitor, for 9 hours, you just monitor the streets?
Yeah, you know, I get an adrenaline rush out of it, really. You know, I have a genuine passion for it. I might become a police officer when football's over. And there's nothing that I've found that compares to, competitive sport, going on ride-alongs and being a police officer. It's a new day. It's always dangerous. It's teamwork. It's camaraderie. Dude, let's go to work, man. I haven't felt that adrenaline and that just excitement. You know, in anything else.
Do you get a badge on a ride-along?
No. I'm stupid because I probably should be vested up at least a little, a little protection.
You playing the NFL, bullet won't hurt you.
Nah, not at all. Just, shoot.
Yeah. You're Iron Man.
Matt Overton hanging out in the studio. It's his last day here working on the show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Next 20 minutes are significant other's hidden talents. We'll all share them with you. Lunchbox's wife sings. Eddie's husband plays saxophone.
Amy's husband, not Eddie's.
Not my husband.
Oh, I've been trying to keep that.
No.
Amy's husband plays saxophone. My girlfriend is a scientist and makes food out of chemicals. Crazy. Eddie's wife's painter.
Yeah.
So all that we'll have for you coming up in a bit. Here is Crystal in Wichita. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
So, I went and saw the Bobby Bones stand-up show at the Orpheum Theater in the summer of 2016.
Yeah? It's me. It's Bobby, by the way. This is Bobby.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, go. Just make sure you know it's me. So, you came and watched my comedy show.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember me, but afterwards, you had a book signing, and I broke down crying, and I asked you if you ever felt scared that you weren't going to be a radio host. It was right after you gave your commencement speech.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me to stay the course. And at the time, I was an intern, and I was looking at graduating, and I was terrified I wasn't going to get a job offer in my field. And I just wanted to tell you thank you, because I did get a job offer as a ground crew member, and right now my flight training is being sponsored, and once I'm done with my flight training, I'll have a job as a full-time professional pilot.
All right, look at this.
Wow.
Look at this.
Love it.
Let me just say this for a second. Thank you. Thank you for all the applause. Let me just say this for a second.
Not you.
Oh, I wasn't for him? No.
That was for her.
Let me just say my advice, okay? It's pretty spot on, right? Just generally, I'm pretty good at advice.
Yeah, I mean, you know everything.
No. I'm pretty good at advice. Can we just admit the call?
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I'd say pretty good.
I come to you for advice every day.
Yeah, not a lot goes right in my life, but I'm pretty good at advice.
Right.
Yeah, like I'm not good at advice of myself. I'm really good at advice of other people.
Do you ever ask yourself just give yourself advice?
It doesn't work like that. I tried. No, I don't. Well, no, all seriousness, congratulations, Crystal. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And I hope you rock it as a pilot. And
yeah.
I hope you don't have any of those incidences like on United.
Okay.
I'm hoping not.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
We'll be in the flight deck.
Speaking of which, because I remember that, and I did a book signing. I'm talking about, because I do a scholarship in my high school where I give a senior a scholarship, and it's called the Don't Be Skipping Class Scholarship, and I started it a few years ago.
That's cute.
That is such a funny name.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really called, though.
I know. I understand that. It's so funny because I would have been ineligible because I skipped class. I planned out the night before what class I was going to skip the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have got the scholarship.
No, I don't think I would have, but
so,
that's okay.
Yeah, take money and I give it to a kid, and it's called Don't Be Skipping Class, and they have to write an essay. And it's not a super long essay, but it's a few pages, and it's about their life goals. And it's for someone who maybe wouldn't get a straight academic scholarship or maybe wouldn't get a straight SAT or ACT scholarship. So I look at all this stuff. And there's part of them to write. You can write your rank if you want in your class. Oh. And so I just wonder, where did you guys rank in your class?
You mean like numbers wise?
Yeah. Because in my high school this year, there's 21 graduating in the senior class.
21?
Sounds easy, but it makes it harder, right? Like a 10% of 21.
I'm not talking about the rank. I'm telling you guys how big my school is. Like 20. Yeah.
So like you were, if your class was small like that, you were like, well, you weren't one.
Well, my class was bigger than that. We were one of the largest classes ever in the history of Mountain Pine High School to graduate. I think we were at 45 or something.
Oh, okay. That's unreal.
So you were at like 3?
My senior year. Something like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't valedictorian or salutatorian because I made a B in typing.
Oh, right. Bones.
I know. That's ridiculous.
You are a bad typer, though.
I did speak at my graduation 3 times, though.
You mean as a graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Not after?
No, I spoke during.
Is that just because they needed readers?
It's his school. They said if a microphone was around, Bobby was on it.
That's true.
That's made me speak a few times. I had 21 people in my graduating class. What did you have?
You had 45. Oh, gosh. I don't know. 600?
Pretty big.
We started freshman year. There was like 1,000 of us. I don't know what happened. About 400 people.
They dropped out.
They did look to the left, look to the right. You're the only one's going to survive. How many in your high school?
Like 400.
Dang, that feels so big.
It was big.
Eddie?
Yeah, I had like 500.
That's nuts.
Maybe a little over.
So honestly, I can't tell you where I was.
I can tell you where 400. I was.
I was right in the middle.
Yeah,
I was barely top 50%. Barely. I mean, I was like a 2-point something. Yeah. 2.7, 2.6 GPA. That's a C+.
That school sounds so. Your school sounds so big.
Well, yeah,
it was pretty
huge.
Big.
Compared to 45.
I mean, gosh, compared to 45. That's your senior class, right?
Yeah, but this year it's 21.
Yeah,
at my high school.
Wow,
it's crazy.
And it's still crazy. You give a scholarship to someone. You pay for someone to go to college.
Yeah, it's my money. I mean, it's not my money anymore. I mean, every year I write a check.
That is so awesome.
Question for you: how many of those students do you think go to college?
All of them.
No, no, no.
Not
from your class, from your
class,
21 or whatever.
Scholarship.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Not many. There weren't many in my class who went to college.
No.
But that's part of the reason why Bobby wants to do this.
No, I know.
It's just not what you do.
Yeah.
It's just not the culture. The culture isn't go and get a great education. The culture is go to work.
So do you have applicants yet for this year?
Uh-huh. I'm reading through them right now. I have to do it like, what's today, Thursday? I have to do it by next week. Okay. Figure it out.
How many apply out of the 20?
I think I have 4.
Oh, man. They should all apply.
No, I have 5 or maybe five or six to read.
Yeah, but if they're not,
I think I have 4 that I really like.
Yeah. Really? Well.
And then I have to decide.
It's a hard decision.
Man, I would have to like eeny, meeny, miny.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
So hard.
Kind of, but I always find a kid who it's like, I feel like.
You understand.
Like, I get
you
it.
You get it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can just, yeah, like, I always look for someone who feels like they're a little out of place. They're kind of. Really, I just look for me.
For
Let me
you.
Just be honest. I just look for someone like me.
You're looking for you.
Amanda in Indiana, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Real good. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Yeah, so just like you, I went to a small school. My entire population of the school was smaller than Amy's graduating class.
Yeah, you know what? You say that's funny. Like, my town population 700. What was your town, Amanda? How many?
The town I lived in had like 700, but this was like a third of the county that went to the school.
I was explaining to Matt Overton, it's his last day with us. He plays in the NFL and he's been working here throughout, you know, the off season. That what we used to do is we used to go to town. That's what it is, because we didn't have stores. We had like a little gas station, but we had no traffic lights. And town meant Walmart.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, I'm gonna go to town. And you let your neighbors know in case they needed anything. Because you go to town like once a week.
Teamwork.
And town was 20, 30 minutes away. And it wasn't like gas was free. So it was like, hey, I'm about to go to town. Do you need anything? So if they need paper towels, wash powder, whatever they need, you go get it. Mm-hmm. And I guess if you're not from a small town, it's weird to think about.
No, it really is. Like,
you don't live in town. Their town is like a destination that you go and get supplies. When you describe it to someone who doesn't know it, it feels like the 1800s. But that was just normal small town
life.
But
you're describing it. I mean, I grew up in a big city, but hearing you describe that, it's always like you want what you can't have or you didn't have. Like, I feel like that sounds so awesome to me.
I wanted a Walmart next door because I didn't like
having
to run in town. Yeah, I wouldn't want
to go to town. Oh. Well, I just like the whole neighbors looking out for neighbors, small town, everybody knows each other.
And that's when you realize that Walmart's pretty awesome because they have everything you need. One
Walmart
stop.
Walmart was amazing to me as a kid because that's just where you went for whatever
everything.
You needed.
Yeah.
Tires, food. Mm-hmm. Whenever Walmart turned into Super Walmart and had a grocery store, it changed our life.
Right.
Yeah, game changer.
Because we didn't have to go to Piggly Wiggly anymore. It was just Walmart, because Piggly Wiggly was like 10 more miles down the road. So it was just Walmart. And so they had food, and then you get windshield wipers.
Car stereo if you need
whatever you needed. They had rod and reels. They had everything.
Camping.
So, yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. A lot of my small towners out there know what it's like growing up having to say, hey, I'm going to town. You need anything? You guys can make your jokes.
That's not a joke.
No, Eddie made a wash powder joke.
Oh.
I laugh when you say washing powder.
Yeah, because it's detergent.
Washing powder.
Can you give me this? I got a coupon for it.
Is that an impression?
That's what Eddie made.
I'm so confused.
Oh, boy. We do have here all of our significant other's hidden talents.
Oh, boy.
So there are four of us.
We ready for this?
Oh, God.
Yeah, why not? Let's jump right into it.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who goes first?
Let's go with Amy.
Sure.
Amy's been married for 10 years.
Yeah.
Your husband, military, Air Force Academy, like man's man. Basically, if you had to like compare him to someone, it'd be like Jason Statham meets Chuck Norris,
totally.
Meets Vin Diesel, meets The Rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect.
He hates when y'all say stuff
but
like
he really, like Ray, who's Amy's husband like?
I mean, if you've ever seen like the dude from the Sniper movie.
Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
No.
Who's the Sniper movie?
American Sniper.
Oh.
Brantley.
The Navy SEAL?
Brantley, dude.
Brantley Gilbert, the SEAL. That's exactly what he looks
like.
Okay.
Not what I meant.
Everybody, put all those people together. That's Amy's husband, right?
Wow. Y'all, like, build him up.
No, there's no build. We don't give him enough credit, actually.
Oh, gosh.
But he plays a saxophone, too.
Well, yes, and I've heard about the saxophone playing for years of our marriage. I've never heard him actually play until now.
Here we go. Amy's husband's hidden talent. The sax. Good,
huh?
Wow,
acid jazz there.
He was just
a little John Coltrane.
He said that's his freestyle.
Oh yeah. It is hard to make a note though.
Is it?
Yeah, because you got to blow in the reed just perfectly.
Yeah.
I don't think what he's doing is good. Don't get me wrong.
No. Yeah, I know.
But you could tell at some point he knew what he was doing.
In eighth grade, he did.
Amy,
sorry, I couldn't.
I'm out of here.
Okay.
That was good. That last run was really good.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of air.
He's being vulnerable for our radio bit, and Amy's just laughing at him. Okay. By the way, this is Amy's husband this morning. He sent me another clip.
Oh.
He's been practicing.
He went to the studio for this one.
We're checking in live. We're going live to Amy's husband.
He does.
I tell you, all he needs a day, and he's got everything. It's like if you gave The Rock a saxophone, it's how good he'd be. All right, Lunchbox, your wife sings.
My wife loves to sing, sang in the choir growing up. She gets really nervous going up in front of people, so she was super nervous. So hopefully she knocked it out of the park.
Here she is, Lunchbox's wife's hidden talent, singing songs. What's she singing?
80s Mercedes.
Okay.
Baby, in my 80s Mercedes. I'm a 90s baby, in my 80s Mercedes.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, does she know you're recording her?
No, because this is why she's practicing. Because when I would do it, whenever she knew, she would get too nervous. She's like, I can't do it. She's like, let me go practice some more. So I
secretly.
Yep.
But it's a little creepy song.
Not bad.
Wow, dude.
Hey, I'm proud of her. She knocked it out of the park. Oh, great job.
I'm a 90s baby in my 80s.
Eddie, we'll come back with ours in a second.
Okay.
We could form a band.
Yeah.
With our spouses.
By the way, Amy's husband's still playing. Let's turn him back up. Turn him up. Yeah? There he is. Still going. Still going. All right, hold on. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Eddie, I don't see anything up here from your wife.
Oh, it's here. Don't worry.
Oh, you brought something.
It's a reveal.
Oh, so our listeners have no idea.
Oh, because she's an artiste.
So I really couldn't get audio of the painting.
Okay, let me see what this is.
And you mentioned that she was a painter.
Mm-hmm.
She is an artiste.
Yeah, go ahead.
So here it is.
Eddie's
wife. It's an abstract painting of us.
Oh, that's cool.
Right?
I like it.
And she decided for us to be faceless.
I'll take a picture and put it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby
Jones.
That's
cool.
I'd buy that.
So she said that she has not painted anything in 10 years.
I remember you going under your house one time and finding a bunch of her paintings.
Dude, in my basement, I had about 50 of her paintings that got damaged, I guess, through moisture. But, like, there are just so many paintings that she did, and probably half of them unfinished because that's kind of how she rolls. She, like, starts paintings and then, like, maybe has one thing. It's like Lunchbox in college. One thing to do left and she doesn't finish it. But she loves art and, like, this
Why'd
one.
Why'd she stop? You?
No, she just stops, I guess, because of time, and then she just gets another idea and starts a whole new project. That's just her thing. But she really loved getting back into it, and she really thought, like, this was a great opportunity for her to get back into painting. Like, I think it sparked up a fire again.
She nailed the hair.
That's cool.
Did she not paint her faces because she got bored and went to something else?
Well, no, she sketched.
That's the last part.
She sketched the faces because she wanted to, but then realized, like, no, this could take a long, long time. So
we'll put this up at bobbybones.com. Okay, well.
But it's an abstract.
It's not
portrait.
Really abstract.
Well, yeah, because we don't have faces.
But it's still human.
And we all have hearts.
I don't know what abstract painting means.
It doesn't matter. We're talking about
awesome.
A painting. We're talking about something visual
mm-hmm.
yes.
to listeners. It's a painting. We'll put a picture up.
Yeah.
Visualize it.
Yeah. And it's great. She's
Look up abstract
again.
Lunchbox.
I am abstract painting.
So this whole thing started, I guess, because I was like, hey, my girlfriend made syrup out of basically chemicals in my house because I don't have any maple syrup. And my girlfriend's Canadian, so she carries maple extract with her everywhere she goes, which is kind of weird.
She's like the elf. She's like yeah. an elf.
Extract.
No, she does.
It's so weird.
In her purse.
That's cool.
So here, this is Lindsay making maple syrup. It's like 20-second clip.
So all you need in a pot is water, a little bit of maple extract, stevia, a little bit of lemon juice, and you bring that to a boil, and then you just add a teaspoon of xanthan gum and just a pinch of salt. Slowly thickening. Okay, so once it thickens in the pot, then you will pour it in a bowl, let it cool, and put it in the fridge, and it'll be ready in the morning.
Bam. Okay. She can have her own cooking show.
No, she made maple syrup one morning. I had no maple syrup. She's like, I'll make it, don't worry. She goes,
amazing.
And then she sent pancakes up for everybody, and you guys have been eating
them.
They
were delicious.
Devoured.
A skill set on point.
Yeah, so there's a hidden talent. Lunchbox, what'd you look out for abstract?
Abstract art uses a visual language of shape, form, color, and line to create a composition which may exist with a degree of independence from visual representation. I see, I don't understand
Told
what that
you.
Means.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a bunch of blurs, and you make it out with your own eyes.
Oh, okay.
We're not really cool enough to get abstract.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
A couple won $340,000.
Whoa. At a hockey game?
At a hockey game. Just for playing the 50-50 raffle, you go to watch your favorite hockey team. And
no,
you,
I get it.
And you win $340,000.
I mean, it's like buying a scratch off at the gas station, though, right?
But
like,
you're just at a hockey game.
You're a pretty good chance,
though. But you're still giving money.
Out of 40,000 people, you have a chance to win.
How come there was no winner last time?
No. There was a winner in July.
They didn't claim it.
And there was $71,000. They didn't claim it. So
somebody won and didn't claim it last
yes.
night?
Yes.
Oh,
so then
goodness.
They go and they put it into last night's game, and people buy tickets. $348,000. Walk home a winner.
Wow.
What's the most you ever won playing lottery?
$250.
And you play all the time?
Yeah. I haven't hit any big ones. I don't hit any big ones. It's weird.
But you play all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
I've hit for more than $250.
Well, you're cooler than I am, then.
You're luckier, too,
We used to go play bingo.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
With this.
And we would... And Lunchbox, I go all the time.
Ugh.
And Eddie and I just go, and Eddie won twice, and I won. Everybody was winning except Lunchbox.
Except Lunchbox. He was so mad.
Won. Amy won.
Yeah.
And we won in, like, hundreds of dollars. Did you ever win?
Never won.
You've never...
I would go once a week for years, and I never won. Never. And now, it's illegal in this state. I got to drive across state lines.
Oh, you should start your own. My grandma went to jail for that.
What? Started her own bingo ring?
This is what happened. Yeah. My grandma, I used to go play bingo when I was a kid all the time, right? We go to the Elks Lodge, Benedictine Manor. We do all these places, play bingo. And so they outlawed it. So then what she did is she would get a van and she would drive around, put her band back in the van, and play bingo while they drove around the city. Mm-hmm. Cops put her in jail.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
My grandma, who was like 70, created this illegal driving around gaming thing, and they put her in jail.
Entrepreneur.
My grandma, rock and roll. That's why I'm such a bad boy.
Oh,
yeah. Is that where you get it?
Yep.
This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones.
So, who is still owed money from the Vegas trip?
Me.
Oh, both of you guys are.
Yeah? Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you bring the money in here, please.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Mike.
Here's what happened. So the whole show gives us a bunch of money because Mike D and I went to Vegas for the ACMs.
Mike D.
And so all collective, we had $700.
Yeah.
And we take it, we put it all on red, and I let it spin, and we did it live on the internet, and it hit red. Double our money.
It was a great night.
Double our fun. Well, so I give Mike D the chips and, hey, just take these chips back to the studio. Or take the, here's the money, whatever. He didn't cash the chips in. He just brings the chips back to the studio.
Yeah.
So I fronted the money, and Amy got her money back. She owes me a favor. Ray got his money back. He owes me a favor. You two still don't have all your money.
Because we didn't want to owe you a favor.
Correct.
Right.
You owe me some money.
So where's our money?
First of all, you can blame Mike D if you want.
I do.
Yes, we do.
I'd like to propose a game between you two
all
now.
Right.
All right.
Now, we're going to play the Ramp Up the Song game.
Well, explain.
Oh, that's easy. I'm in.
You don't know what that is.
Yeah, it is.
No. So back in my DJ days, I would get on and I'd be like, hey, everybody, it's Bobby Bones. You know, like for example, like I'd be like, hey, everybody, it's Bobby Bones. Hope you're having a great day. Weather's 62 today. Now we're going to play some Carrie Underwood and Dirty Laundry. Thanks for listening to the show. All right, and the song will start right now. That lipstick on your car. You have to stop talking right when it starts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you have to talk right up to the verse.
Okay.
We're going to do...
It takes
this
skill.
Is for all of our money?
Yep.
Oh, all of our money back.
All
money.
Winner gets the other money.
Wait,
oh, no,
what?
We can't do that. That's not fair.
No, I could do that.
Because Lunchbox already has some of my money.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any of your money.
Well,
no.
You have $200.
That's my money.
Okay, and I don't have any of my money.
But you don't have as much as he does.
So if Lunchbox wins, he'll have all my money? I don't like this game.
But you guys aren't playing for the same amount. You didn't put near as much in the pot as he did.
But, Eddie.
It's still my money. Do you understand that part?
Just Eddie.
Yes.
Lunchbox isn't really good at this. So you could
I understand that.
You could nail this. You just got to feel the music.
Hold on. I think that was a slight against me.
It was.
I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to get y'all worked
up. If you win, you just win some of your money back.
No, all
just
of my money
all
back.
All the money back.
Because I'm not some. You're getting some.
How much longer are we going to do this?
Y'all should have taken the favor.
This is like torture.
You should have taken the chips and run back to Vegas.
No. I won't take the favor.
All right, ready? Lunchbox, you're up first.
Give me some good song that I like.
You're going to do How About Move by Luke Bryan. You have 18 seconds. Ready?
All right.
You have to talk up 18 seconds, and you'll go first. Here we go, and go.
You can find this guy out on the road right now. Kill the Lights Tour. Got a new album. You can check him out at the iHeart Country Festival coming up in Austin, Texas on May 6th.
Not true.
This is my boy Luke Bryan with Move. Hit it.
Oh, no. Too much space in the middle.
Your mama. He's not going to be.
He's also not playing.
Listen, I don't. It didn't say it had to be factually correct. I just tried to.
Oh, you can just throw out lies.
We're just clarifying, so listeners aren't right.
Same song, Eddie. Now your turn.
Move.
You'll go second next time. Ready?
All right, go. Don't copy my stuff.
It's got.
I won't.
Don't copy.
I won't.
Here we go. And action.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're off to work, having a good start to this day. Today's a beautiful day outside. The weather's about to be in the 80s, 90s today, so go out and enjoy it. Right now, we have some Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan's my boy. If you haven't heard our parody, Rage Idiots, it's called Flask, but this is Move. Enjoy it.
Your mama.
Everyone's having a great morning.
Wow. I love that it's going to be the 80s or the 90s.
It's a 10.
You stopped right when you started singing.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you gave a shout out
Holy
to the Raging
guacamole.
Yes. That, Eddie, that's all right. Impressive.
All right.
Eddie won Lunchbox 0.
Whoa, he won that round?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. You left 10 seconds out.
Eddie.
Okay.
Next one up.
No. Cover the board. Don't let him see it.
You can't see
it. I can't see anything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the time anyway. Do you want to know the time or not?
No.
Okay.
I got to feel it.
Okay. You got to feel the music.
All right. Eddie, you have Dirt on My Boots from Jump Hardy.
Oh!
I'm up. You're up first this time.
Yeah, you can't copy my
You're
stuff.
You're up 1-0. Here we go. 3, 2, and if you step on the words, you automatically lose.
Oh!
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2.
All right. I hope you're having a good Thursday. It's just getting started. Right now, we have some Jump Hardy. Now, this guy, he knows how to do it when he's out on the farm. Dirt on My Boots.
Been a
not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Pretty good. Not bad. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
When he's out on the farm.
Yeah, because that's how it starts, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Been up
pretty solid.
You're going to need to slam this one, buddy.
Dude, what do I do in life? I come through in the club.
Are you ready?
I mean.
All right. We're playing the DJ game. Ready? Be a DJ.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
You got to do better than him.
Hey.
Three?
Yeah.
Two?
Here's a great story about my boy John Party. We were out one night. My co-host Amy walks up to him and is like, oh my gosh, you're that guy. You're that guy. And she goes, but you don't remember me. And he goes, you're Amy. What's my name? And he goes, been
up since the crack.
He goes, okay. Wait a minute. I do have to say,
To be fair,
he didn't step on a word. He happened to luckily take a breath right at the word. And he stopped.
And I feel like he invited listeners to stick with him through the song so you can tell the rest of the story.
He got lucky, but I got to give that point to Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Eddie!
Guys.
Like, sorry! You didn't finish his story.
I know.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I know.
I'm not going to change the dial.
Wow. That's a tough one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We got to do one more.
I mean, when you come back out of the song, I'll tell you what happened, so.
Dang. Okay, how about this one?
Oh, yeah, I like this one.
We're going to do this one, but you have no advantage. You have to leave the room, Lunchbox.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay,
leave the room. Third time, yeah.
Oh,
that's
true, because he'll know how long it is.
Leave the room.
What's the song?
You'll know when you come back in.
You can't research it out there.
Well, I want to hear how he does.
Like he has it. Like he has his phone.
Guys, I just want to hear the rest of Lunchbox's story.
Yeah.
Don't
you? You can't. You need to tune in.
Oh, he's leaving the room. All right.
Out of here. Woo! I can hear it in here.
Amy was like that.
Hey, make sure he can't hear it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Just get him away from the room. All right, here you go.
Yeah, turn it down, Ray.
Your song is I Know Somebody from Low Cash.
Oh, I got it.
Ready?
All right.
Here we go.
You got to love Chris and Preston from Low Cash. These guys, they are the most solid guys I've known. They're really good friends of mine, and man, I love this new song of theirs. It's called I Know Somebody.
Girl, I never That's pretty good.
Come on.
That's pretty good.
Come on. I started a story, and I finished it, and I entered the song.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Bring in the jester.
Not out of time.
Where is he?
Bring in the court jester.
I bet he stepped.
The only thing I ask is that he finishes his story on this ramp.
The champ is here.
Eddie, you're going to stay in the room because you've already done
it. Right.
Yeah, go ahead. You can go ahead and sit down and take your loss like a man.
All right.
Yeah, like a man.
Okay.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your song is Low Cash, I Know Somebody.
Oh, man, okay.
You ready?
Yep.
You got to do as good as Eddie did.
Oh, Eddie didn't do very good.
You didn't hear me.
I know, but in my mind, I know you didn't do good.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Because I know how you roll.
Here we go.
I know somebody, Low Cash, right now on the Bobby Bones Show. What a great morning show. Man or mouse, I'm a man. And I'm a winner, I'm a champion. I still held a snake yesterday if you didn't see it.
No! No!
No!
No!
You talk over the word.
Eliminated!
Yeah,
eliminated! Eddie!
No, he did.
Yeah! I got my money! Listen to this.
Eliminated! No way! How did Eddie do?
He nailed it.
Nailed it, dude.
No way.
He nailed it.
Yeah. He did not.
Eddie, you'll do a victory lap?
Of course. Let's do another one.
So, Eddie, victory lap. Somewhere on a beach.
You got it.
13 seconds. Ready?
Go.
No, you can't tell him.
I don't even need the time.
Lap. It's a
victory
matter.
Okay. A little more summertime. A mystery time.
No,
okay,
so
cool.
A
mystery. Go.
He already won, though.
Like. I don't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, you want to talk about a good day?
Yeah.
Today is a great day. I made a bet in Vegas. I won, and I have my money. Now enjoy it with a little bit of Aldean.
He walked away!
Hold on.
He says the same thing every time.
No, he didn't.
It's a good day.
Well, it is
every time.
He talked about winning money.
And I have my money. That's why it's a good day.
I don't understand.
Hey, I'm the MVP. I held a snake. I'm Lunchbox. Bye, Bone Joe. I have nothing else.
Lunch, you want just for fun one more?
Yeah, man.
Okay, Hurricane from Luke Combs. Here you go.
Yeah. Man, last night, the green team, co-ed soccer team, we took the field. First game of the season. And let me tell you, we won 4-1. Just like this song, we took it like a hurricane. This is my boy, Luke Combs. Number one song on The Verge artist.
Oh, you hit the words.
You stepped on their song.
Eliminated.
When they start singing, you can't be talking.
I understand that. Guys, I don't know when they start singing. I'm just
that's
guessing.
That's what you have to feel.
That's what you
have to
feel.
You understand that's the point of the game?
How do you feel that, though?
It's like, how do you breathe air?
It's because you know the songs. Give me another one. I got it.
It's okay. Over.
I want to practice.
Give me another one, Bones.
Okay, yeah, boy. Ready?
Oh, this is my girl, Kelsey Ballerini. And she's awesome. She's hot. She's engaged. She's getting married. Yeah, boy. I felt it. Dang it.
So close.
You got another one?
That's a
You're
dude.
Over. Do you want the champ to do one more?
Yeah, I'll do one more.
No,
me. I'm the champ.
Can I tell you something? When I start talking, I don't even hear the music.
Okay,
well, I just start going.
That's part of it.
Eddie, take us out with any old bar stool.
Come on, hit me. Who's gone through a breakup before?
I have.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's a bad deal. Al Dean sings about it on this song. It's called Any Old Bar Stool. Just ask one if you haven't.
He was stalling. He had nothing.
I thought it was going to come quicker.
He had the pun.
He didn't go to his, it's a good day, so he was out of
whack.
Well,
you told me that I did too many times.
Hey, okay. Eddie, you got your life.
Thank you, dude.
Right.
Man,
you
don't understand how bad I needed this money.
There you go.
Thank you, bro.
Somebody might be getting a midday show.
So yesterday, an 8-year-old got on YouTube, learned how to drive a car. So we got his 4-year-old sister, and they went to McDonald's. Got a burger?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the boy drove about a mile from his home with his little sister in the back of the van. Drove through 4 intersections, over railroad tracks, obeyed all traffic laws, obeyed the speed limit. He pulled up to the drive-thru at 8 years old, his piggy bank. The employees thought it was a joke. And then they were like, how'd you learn to drive? He goes, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
I mean, you gotta respect the fact that he like went on YouTube, learned, and he obeyed all the traffic laws.
I mean, this kid's gonna be some kid.
Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what a great, right?
Amazing.
Like, you have to think if you're working the McDonald's drive-thru that when this kid pulls up, that his parents are like under the seat beside him. Like, right. It's something. And then when you realize it's not, you're like, oh, holy cow. Anyway, I thought it was a funny story. All right, let's play this or that. So they asked Ringo Starr, who Ringo Starr's. Lunchbox with band?
That's the Beatles.
Right. They said, who would open for who? Justin Bieber for the Beatles or the Beatles for Justin Bieber? Like, because back in the day, the Beatles...
Okay,
that's
so
funny.
How is the right answer being determined?
What he says.
Okay.
Oh.
What does Ringo say?
Easy.
Who?
Bieber would be the headliner, Beatles would open.
Oh, Bieber would open for the Beatles.
Okay, so you take the Beatles as the big act. You take Bieber as the big act.
Yeah.
Okay, here. They're also sound. The words are close. So sounds,
yeah.
Here we go. This is Ringo Starr.
If the Beatles and Justin Bieber were touring together during their prime, who would open?
Justin.
Yeah, Beatles all the way, right?
All the way.
He's a clown. Let me ask you.
Well, we love Justin.
He's a clown. They got to sneak it. He's a clown in there and get Ringo for agreeing.
That's funny, dude.
Yeah. So he said the Beatles. How about this? Eddie's car. Piece of crap, right?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Missing hubcaps, broken wing. It shimmies at how fast?
55.
Does it pass the emissions test or not?
Oh, no chance.
No.
Okay.
How did she do, my man?
All right, she passed.
She passed.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, give me $20. Give me
a $20. Nah.
Listen, this is an online survey that you can do or you not do. It really don't matter. But the main point is she passed.
Hey, it's a great day.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Are we sure she passed or he wanted you to do the online survey?
No, she passed.
Did you hear him say, give me a $20?
He did say he was joking, though.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to give you a 20.
I would have. Back in my old Pontiac Sunfire, I had to pay people to pass me.
Really?
No, but he
like
set
dead
it
serious?
Up.
Yeah, no, dead serious. I guess they got $50. And I was like, because I knew my.
I get that.
Car's piece of crap.
Yeah.
It was a little bribery, but I get that. But he had already said it had passed.
Were you worried about your car?
Absolutely. I was so stressed out. Because, I mean, I haven't. Another confession. I haven't had that test, like, ever since we moved here. So I was like, I better start following some rules, and I was worried.
They offered you how much on trade-in for that car?
$800.
And that's generous.
And that's a disgrace.
Yeah, it's
disrespect.
Be more.
Like, you might as well just spit in my face.
It shouldn't be. I wouldn't give you
like
$800.
Some bicycles are $800.
You Bobby Bowser. The CEO of United had to go on TV and explain why it took so long to apologize. In the proper way?
I think my first reaction to most issues is to get the facts and circumstances. And my initial words fell short of truly expressing what we were feeling. And that's something that I've learned from.
How do we feel about this?
I mean, if it's if it's genuine, I feel great about it.
But it wasn't genuine the first two times.
I know, but I mean, you...
They had to pull in a crisis team for this.
And they're like, here's what you say, Olivia Pope style.
Like, just go, and if you have to eat crap, don't nibble it. Like, just go in and go, I'm wrong, we did wrong, we've got to do better.
Well, he learned from it, so next time we'll eat it right
But he
away.
Said we'd like to gather the facts. No, you didn't like gathering the facts because you came out and supported your airline and everything first, and then, oh, wait, now we'll gather the facts.
Well, I'm sure that's your loyalty first, you know?
It's such a tough story, though, because everybody got put in bad spots. Mm-hmm. Like, the passenger, they released a video from him, and they were like, this is him before the incident being obnoxious. And they released this video. We're supposed to watch it and go... Oh, he really was out of control. But this is what was released.
No, I'm not going. I am not going. Well, you can drive me now. I won't go. I'm not going. I'm staying right there. You have to drive. You have to drive.
He's not out of control.
No.
Like, is he saying no? Yep. And was somebody going to have to drag him? Yep. It put the officers in a bad spot because they had to get him off the plane. It was their job. Now... I don't know the protocol about how they got him off. I don't even know how they got him off. He's in a bad spot because he was let on the plane. I mean, it's the airline's fault.
Right.
They should have held all three of them people. Three people got up and said, hey, we'll take the money and we'll walk off.
I just wanted to confirm the definition of belligerent.
Yeah, they said he was
belligerent. They said he was belligerent. And the definition is hostile and aggressive.
He doesn't sound aggressive to me.
No, not at all.
Yeah, the airline screwed up by not holding these people off the flight. And it's not pleasant to be told, hey, we've overbooked this flight.
But they didn't overbook?
They did, considering they had to put people on.
Sure.
Like, did they officially overbook by just passengers? No. But yes, because they had to put other people on the plane. So, sorry, sir, we've overbooked. We can't let you on the plane.
Which, why in the world? I don't even understand. Why in the world they take off a paying customer? I get that they have to get their crew somewhere because that's money. But, like, you should never take off a paying customer for a crew member.
Well, it's more money. What if you don't have a crew, you can't lift off another plane in another city. And that's thousands, thousands, thousands of dollars. And usually this is not going to be an issue.
Figure out another crew.
That's easy to say.
I know. I know it is. That's why I'm saying it.
Make someone work overtime. But, you know, to make up for this, they should have, like, a sale. They should have a one-day sale, $50 flights. For everybody.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty cool. No.
That'd be the last time we ever heard from that CEO.
Yeah, he'd get fired.
He'd be out.
Yeah. Airlines are already struggling. I just don't see
it. I mean, I'd go on and book some flights just for fun.
Mm.
I don't know if he makes it, that CEO, because he handled it so poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this last statement's pretty good, though. But yeah, I just don't know if you can
When you get
it.
Three strikes, it's not baseball, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Here he is again. This is the CEO here.
I think my first reaction...
No, your first reaction came out and it was wrong. you already had your first reaction. And your second. This is your third. You know, guys, I'm glad you brought this up. Because my third reaction is to just apologize and say I'm really sorry.
I think my first reaction to most issues is to get the facts and circumstances. And my initial words fell short of truly expressing what we were feeling. Mm. And that's something that I'd learned from.
How much money do you think this guy gets? Over 20 million or under?
Under.
20 million. Under.
20 million.
He may go for more, but they'll settle
about 20 million, but I'm going to go under.
Undisclosed sum. We'll never know. Oh. It will never go to court.
Wow, settled.
Maybe he'll tweet it.
They'll want to go quick and get this out, and they'll give him a bunch of money. We'll never know. This mom had twins 2 weeks apart. See
what? How is that possible?
One came out, the other one stayed in. 2 weeks later, she had the other one.
Wow.
I thought they would take them. Why would they?
Maybe the other one just wasn't ready to come out.
She was 24 weeks pregnant. She went into labor.
Oh, well, yeah, that's super early.
Mm-hmm. She drove herself to the hospital. She gave birth to her daughter.
Mm.
Doctors weren't sure if the first girl would survive, but she came out 1 pound, 3 ounces, and she is alive and lived. And then they postponed the birth of the second baby because they could. And so she had the second of the twin
That's
2 weeks
crazy.
Later.
Wow.
And that, like, we're twins. And usually it's like, I'm 3 minutes older than this one. The crazier stories are when you have one, like, on the 31st of December and the other one the next year.
Yeah.
You see that a couple times. Like,
love
when,
that.
When the new year comes, two twins, 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Or a year apart.
A year. Yeah.
It's Matt Overton's last day here on the show. Matt Overton plays for the Indianapolis Colts in the NFL. So he's been with us for the last few months. And we have to do the ceremonial goodbye that we do for everybody that comes in on the show.
Yeah.
No, you're not familiar with this.
Not.
But we have to do it.
Yeah.
or you can just not be an official member of the show. Amy, do you have it with you? Will you hand it to me, please?
So, yeah.
This
here.
No, I need it in your purse.
This is special.
Like, do you want? Are you one of us or not?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we like
so
to hear.
Everybody, you come in, you come out. What I have here is
come in, come out.
It's like a gang.
Is that a taser?
Well, some would call it that. You're a big fella. You play in the NFL. How big are you?
6'1" on a good day.
Yeah.
How 248 ish.
Yeah. So all you do is hit this button here. And,
oh,
and
wow.
it's just a little tase.
Oh, you're going to tase me?
We've all been tased.
Really?
Yeah. So just ceremonial goodbye.
It's part of being Bone Show member.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's just do it right now. Hey,
happy
do we have...
Trails.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, like that's a good one to get tased to.
Yeah, it's just... We're going to miss you.
Yeah.
I got my American flag tank top on. I'm going down as an American hero right now. Let's go tase me.
Matt, oh.
We go over there.
We've never seen a big guy take this.
Yes, what if he's like not phased at all?
Like every little guy that's taken it, Lunchbox dove into the couch.
It hurts.
Like they all go down.
Bones, what if he like...
I've been shocked by my dog
collar. Punches back or something.
Mm-hmm. Kind of same thing.
Okay, come on. It's same thing, dog collar. Come on over. Everybody, say goodbye to Matt Overton.
Matt Overton.
This is the taser. You're a big guy. See if you can just take it, okay?
Left arm.
And here comes the tase.
Oh, wait.
Hey, you have to say the lines.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, hey, what do I say?
You say, hey, prisoner, do not try to escape. And then you say, warden, I'm not. And you say, prisoner. And
that, that's not exactly
say what now?
No, don't listen to him.
Okay.
I'm just going to tase you. Are you ready? Okay.
Let's go for America. Come on.
Three. Two.
I love you all.
One.
He didn't even get
I got it.
Dude,
look, it burnt him.
I think we need a redo.
Dude, you burnt my... You
see? I got him again. Just to make sure.
That was messed
now
up.
Now I got him.
That was...
Hey, Matt Overton, our buddy. Last day working today.
Yeah.
He got tased twice.
That one tickled. Holy cow.
That did...
Okay, oh, it tickled?
A big dude it does no damage to.
Hey.
You burnt my hair.
What?
He's mocking you, Warden.
No, he's not. I'm the...
He said tickled,
Warden, he
bugs.
Said you tickled not, him.
You guys are like...
Come on, Warden.
Masochist. Oh, you want to see all this pain. Hey, Matt Overton.
Hit him,
I appreciate it. Last day on the show.
Yeah,
we've actually never had anyone leave the show on that, so you're the first one ever.
Really?
Yeah. You fell for it. Thank you.
High five.
Yeah, high five. Right up top. There it is.
There you go.
I think the line was...
I love y'all.
What?
Inmate, quit trying to resist. Warden.
I'm not trying...
I'm not trying to resist. Yes, you are.
You want to reenact it there?
Yeah, try it. Let's watch
it.
You
do show it? Us.
50
I
Shades,
forgot.
Huh?
Show
Let's
us.
See if we get this right.
No, I already manned up and did something incredible.
By the way, Lunchbox held this big snake yesterday, right?
Ugh.
All the listeners are mad at me.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with that? I don't understand. Why are they mad?
Because he never held the snake. He just put his hands on it and touched it.
Oh, that's true.
And they're mad
he
at me.
He was gripping it. That's holding.
Look, there is no way that Zoo Guy was going to let me hold that snake. I was not going to be able to hold that snake. The fact that I put my hands around it and held part of its body weight up, that is called holding it.
You were touching it.
I mean.
They were mad at me because I didn't make him really follow through with the bet. That's okay. He touched it. He said he was like suffering yesterday because he was having nightmares about it.
Oh my.
During the day.
Man, I couldn't sleep. There was no nap. I mean, I was stressed out. My heart rate was up, elevated all day long. Like
because of?
The snake.
You kept thinking about it?
Yeah, I kept thinking about Enrique and him looking at me and going.
There was this 4-pound snake that Lunchbox had to hold yesterday because he lost a bet.
And he kept sticking his tongue out at me like.
That's what
a snake
does. He wasn't like teasing you.
Oh, he was.
That's
he was
how
like,
he senses.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It was awful. So, yeah, I have that post-traumatic.
No, you don't. I don't even think it's funny
that's
to say
not,
that.
Yeah, people
like, people really have that.
Yeah.
I don't think you have PTSD from touching a snake.
Dude. I was terrified all day.
Okay, that's because you're scared of snakes. You don't
yes.
have PTSD from a snake. You didn't even hold a snake. I held the snake more than you did.
Don't discredit what I did!
Judges, bring the snake back in.
Yeah, no
let's try
way.
It again.
Don't do that.
Sit Are you down. This close with your snake? So yeah, sit down. What's wrong with
Where you?
You
going?
Said bring that snake back in.
You think we called the zoo guy back out for another
hey,
day of fun?
You guys are up to shenanigans all the time. I never know with you cats.
Enrique.
You guys are up to shenanigans. I never know with you cats.
Fat Bob.
Larry Moe and Curly.
I don't get it.
You're talking like somebody from the
30s. Yeah.
The lingo, the words you're using.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
No, that's
cats. He doesn't know.
I thought shenanigans was a regular word
it
that
is.
People
it
say
is.
For like horseplay.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like you.
Keep using it, yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones.
Show.
Come on, Bobby.
How close are you with your significant other? And they asked based on if guys will let their girls pop their zits. Lunchbox, you and your wife?
She's never popped my zits, but I don't really get zits. So, I mean, she would if I need her to.
So she'll go to the body and...
Oh, yeah, she'll take care of me.
Eddie?
Yeah, my wife loves to do it. I hate it because it hurts, but I let her do it.
Yeah, my girlfriend will do it too. Mm-hmm. She'll go after it.
It hurts though, doesn't it?
What about you?
He lets me. He doesn't like it, but he lets me.
What about like plucking eyebrows and stuff like that? Like grooming things.
Oh.
For them.
Well, yeah, that might need to be done.
For them?
Let's say you have, like, Lunchbox, for example, your eyebrows go kind of all the way across, like Bert, and Bert and Ernie.
No, there's no unibrow. There is not even close to a unibrow. Stop.
Hey, Ernie.
Stop.
Hey, Ernie.
So, if your wife wanted to take tweezers and, like, pull them out, would you let her?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't care.
You have no problem with that.
No.
Eddie?
No, yeah, she can do it all she wants.
I guess we're all good then, huh?
Yeah, we're all close
to our significance.
I pop Bobby's.
Amy's even popped mine.
Yeah.
Amy's pulled splinters out of every part of my body.
Well, you're
every good. Part?
Yeah, listen.
How are you getting splinters in every part of your body?
You don't want to know.
Like, what are you doing?
It's a club I'm in.
Interesting.
Okay.
We meet on Wednesday. So we found each other on Craigslist tonight.
In the woods.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, that does it for today. We'll see you tomorrow. The dance parties are tomorrow. Also, Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, it's his last day today, as he goes training camp back on Monday, back in the league.
Let's go, baby.
Think I can get an invite?
Yeah, man, you want to try out?
How hard would it be for me to try out, really?
What position?
I don't care. I mean, I'm
just athlete. Big.
Go QB.
No.
Receiver?
No. I'd probably have to be like, left slot. Like
left slot, like a Wes Walker.
Yeah, just a little slot.
Just a little slot
yeah,
action.
You can probably get. Yeah, what do you think about that,
dude? Let's go.
But they let me like, because sometimes they'll do like, what they let people can put on the pads and hit players. They ever let people do that, or am I just making that up?
No, when I was in camp with the Seahawks, we had Rob Riggle come out,
and the comedian.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he was fully dressed, going through all the drills. It was hilarious.
So they let people do that.
Yeah.
What about a game? Can I come to a game sometime next year?
Absolutely. Like,
he only gets two tickets. So.
I know.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
So pick a game that's like not as sought after.
They're all sought after. Colts Nation, we rock and roll.
That's what they're called. Well, it's been a real, real treat to get to know you and have you on the show.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Matt Overton. Follow him on. You clapping for him?
No, Lunchbox. You're
on Instagram. And what's your name over there?
At Matt Overton _LS, as in long snapper.
Matt Overton _LS. And he plays for the Colts. Watch for him with the Colts this year. And good to see you, bud.
Oh, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Number 45.
But number one in our hearts.
That's right.
Bobby Bones. Show.